Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
NYPD to launch all-seeing tracking system, and they're hiring all over the country. People like the president of Penn State who helped cover up that little operation, that little money-making operation as part of a secretive Homeland Security group. And Big Sis has announced that 30,000 drones will be used for public safety. We had an article out on that on Friday. It was added into another article at Infowars.com that got linked up at the Drudge Report. Drones to be used for public safety, but we have a separate article, not that one, that just focuses on that, that we're going to be covering after we go to some of your phone calls here. Walter in New Jersey is, because I opened the phones up, and the last caller, I want callers to call in about the fact they've introduced a bill to ban all semi-autos, basically, and the clips. And I didn't even know Michael Savage has endorsed this. Basically, all the so-called conservatives got desperate because they realized the whole game was up because America woke up and became pro-gun. So they're now flipping over going, well, it's pro-gun to turn your guns in. And now I'm a liberal because I don't want to turn my guns in. Did you call in about that, Walter, or something else?
Yes, I did. Alex, first-time caller, long-time listener and watcher. I was at Chantilly to sign my InfoWars flag on the last day down there back in June. As far as the cybersecurity bill is concerned, our two illustrious senators, Lautenberg and Menendez, have signed on to this bill. And I sent them emails, and I'm totally frustrated with this whole thing. But what I'd also like to know is, what happens if they knock on my door at 3 a.m. in the morning?
Well, they won't knock. No. They'll come in, and their favorite thing is hit with CS and set your house on fire. And they'll make some examples, and, hoorah, Team America wins for the bankers. I mean, they're getting them all geared up for it. A lot of these guys are looking forward to this.
Yeah, well, I'm all geared up, too. I pity the people that come in.
well, here's the deal. Sir, this is what's going to happen. If they start going into people's houses and shooting them up, and, going after those that don't turn them in when the order comes, people aren't going to wait in their houses for the police. I mean, you understand that, right?
Well, I do understand that. I don't want to wait in my house, but if they start this, it's going to be really hard to get away in a car, and if they have roadblocks and all kinds of contingencies set up to get the people. So,
but, I mean, you understand a roadblock would be a death trap for those trying to take the guns, even if they've ordered the armored pillboxes.
Oh, I think so. It's going to be like the Wild West out here or anywhere else.
Well, I mean, look, I don't know how many people have studied guerrilla tactics, but, I mean, it's 101 that if, they try to put people in re-education camps and arrest everybody. Folks aren't going to just sit in their houses. They're going to go out. And the police are getting ready for this. That's why they're all going to unmarks that aren't even marked. And this is all a covert takeover by foreign banks. America is being conquered right now. This is the fall of the republic. We were taken over from within. And I'm reaching out to military and police to understand that. But, I mean, a lot of them are just going to salute because the bankers use the American flag. You understand that? I mean, a lot of them are on fluoride just like the general public and can hardly tie their shoelaces. But I'm sorry. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, my friend?
No, that's pretty much it, Alex. Great job. Love watching your show.
Well, thanks for putting up with me. I appreciate you, my friend. We're going to come back and try to hurry through Frank, Tim, Aaron, and Ghost Recon. That are patiently holding. In fact, Ghost Recon's first, then Frank, Tim, and Aaron, and others. And I'll try to refocus here. There's a lot of news I need to hit. But I am going to get into the Second Amendment and play some clips coming up. And we've got some economic news coming up. Quite frankly, again, they're just moving forward even though we're waking up. And they're planning to start a civil war between the police, military, and the American people, which is the plan of the bankers, to then bring in foreign troops after we've defeated our own military and police.
Thank you.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods is over tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends tomorrow.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the best of times and the worst of times. The American people are waking up to the New World Order, to the global corporate takeover, to the eugenicist, to the fact that the Green Movement is just an authoritarian movement that could care less about the environment and public safety. Big Sis is announcing drones to be used for public safety. DHS spy in the sky to provide situational awareness. And they've got other bizarre quotes in here about, you know, total awareness and all this other bizarre garbage. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. But Paul Watson just put a new article up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that really freaked me out. We were talking early this morning, and he said, hey, what articles you want me to look at today? And I said, well, what are you working on? Because, you know, most of the time he basically comes up with his, you know, his own direction. But he'll ask me, you know, which direction we should go in. And I said, well, I don't see any coverage other than the Drudge Report and InfoWars, DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com. I don't hear it on talk radio, not last week, not over the weekend, not today, where they're talking about all these top Republicans saying ban semi-auto weapons, turn them in. And we've got legislation introduced now, racing through the House and Senate, to ban all clips above 10 rounds, possession of them, and to restrict devices, guns that can take them. I mean, this is one of the biggest gun bans I've ever even heard of. This is what Michael Moore is calling for. And I played the clips here last week of Bill Kristol and all the rest of them saying, you don't need semi-auto, let's ban them. and saying, come on, Democrats, we're going to support you. Don't back off this, because the whole power structure is now showing their cards that they really fight with each other over power, but not over the direction they want to go in. I mean, Charlton Heston, God bless him, great actor, been on my show a couple times. He supported the 67 Gun Control Act. When I first heard that, I didn't believe it. And somewhere years ago, I found the TV ad. I've got it somewhere here in the office. We've got, like, huge storage rooms of tapes and stuff. Him on TV promoting the 68 Gun Control Act, not 67. And that's an example of how they use the people we trust most. And I don't think Charlton Heston was a bad guy. He was just, you know, being sold the idea that it was reasonable to do this. No, ladies and gentlemen, they want semi-autos because they are what can resist a military and foreign takeover. It's not the, quote, assault rifles that are being used in the crimes. They've picked those because most guns are semi-auto, and they're calling all of those assault rifles. Now, I was reading Paul's article when it went up about 10 minutes ago during the last couple breaks, and I was going through the clips. I didn't know Michael Savage had called for banning all semi-autos. There's a video link, an audio link to it. Technically, it's audio put to YouTube. It's a lot worse than I even knew. There it is. Michael Savage calls for gun control. Folks, I mean, he was a beatnik in the 60s. And I'm not going to get into Michael Savage bashing fest here, but I remember him saying, if you disagreed with the government and were a 9/11 truther, you should be put in a forced labor camp 5 years ago. I remember him saying, put...
Question. I certainly...
Yeah, we'll play that coming up here in a little while. But we've got a whole bunch of these clips. And see, now we're going to be called the liberals and the communists because we don't want to turn our guns in. And I'm not joking, by the way, about that. You tell mainline conservatives on Fox News turn their guns in, half of them will do it. And again, they wouldn't have come out like this on a major talking point if the system wasn't desperate and knowing they're getting ready to collapse everything. And Michael Savage and all of them are showing the system that if they go to martial law in October, launch an Iran war, stage a bunch of stuff, that they're going to toe the line. When they get ready to drop the hammer, folks, is when you start seeing behavior like this. Now, if you want to see all the video and hear all the audio and all its horror, go to Infowars.com. Why are Republicans calling to disarm the American people while the federal government is arming itself to the teeth against conservatives, Paul Joseph Watson, and saying that we're their number one enemy, real constitutionalists. The recent deluge of attacks against the Second Amendment were completely predictable in the aftermath of the Colorado massacre. But what perhaps wasn't so expected was the fact that a lot of them have come from so-called Republicans. Yeah, I heard so-called conservative talk show hosts this morning going, yeah, we may have to restrict. Yeah, we may have to have security in the movies. Folks, mass shootings are flat in the last 20 years. They're incredibly rare. But again, they're creating this fear. The TSA is now saying, well, we'll be in the shopping malls now. I told you that rollout was happening. They were getting ready months ago for the rollout. This is all time, just like the underwear bomber was put on the plane by the U.S. government a week before the scanners were set to roll out January 1st. And they actually said on the news, oh, they're putting them in now because of this, when they started manufacturing them and put the order in 14 months before. It's all scripted. But this is a big victory. When they say Pal Guns won and they panic at the cover of Time magazine and say, what are we going to do? They don't want to turn their guns in. They're crazy. No, it's because we know you're authoritarians. But now the Weekly Standard's calling for it, turning your guns, ban all semi-autos. Bill Kristol, Michael Savage, Bill O'Reilly, Rupert Murdoch. Scalia's like, well, hey, you can restrict stuff if it's scary. And he lists some colony ruling about going around with a special axe for chopping heads off and menacing people with it. You can't menace somebody with a firearm. Scalia, you're a lawyer. You're a Supreme Court justice. You know you're lying to people, you sack of trash. You know full well those colony laws were about menacing. We have the same laws today. If I go out in the street with a battle axe and menace people and threaten them with it, that's disorderly conduct. And that's, I looked it up. That's what they're talking about. But he's like, you can't have something that's scary. We have the clip. We'll play it in a moment. But you can read it. Although normally aligned with the right to keep and bear arms, over the last week, numerous self-proclaimed conservatives have proven themselves to be wolves in sheep's clothing. Well, yeah, George W. Bush tried to get the assault weapons ban reauthorized. And I was in McBride's gun shop talking to one of the guys who was a listener, and I said, yeah, I can't believe Bush is supporting it, but what do you expect? And the guy's like, hey, buddy, what you say about Bush? And the owner comes over and goes, no, actually, he is supporting it. And they're like, really? But still, the guy was mad at me. I get it. You don't really want the Second Amendment. You don't really want freedom. You want to feel like the Republican Party is going to save you. Mitt Romney, who supports an assault weapons ban, which means all semi-auto. Notice how they manipulate the language. So they're all calling for it. I mean, this has got just page after page after page after page of Republican leaders calling. And Bill Kristol's like, hey, we support you, Obama. We'll get behind you. Let's ban it now. Because they're so upset. They know that a bunch of freshman Republicans are going to come in the House, may even take the Senate, and they're freaked out bad. Real conservatives and libertarians and constitutionalists, if they don't have total election fraud, which they're going to pull, are taking over the states, the counties, the cities, and even Congress, and they're scared. Boehner, who's anti-gun, is in trouble. There's revolts against Boehner. They are upset right now. They see the whole momentum teeter-tottering against them, a real counter-revolution against their globalist takeover. And let me tell you, these guys have either got mistresses or boyfriends or they have been insider trading, and it is blackmail. It is blackmail, except for people like Kristol. His dad was the head of the Trotskyites. I mean, do you know about the neocons? They were kicked out by Stalin. Trotsky was their leader, and Mr. Kristol's father was the head when Trotsky was killed. And they said, we can't take over as communist. America doesn't like that. We will take over the conservatives. These are communists, okay? I'm going to explain that to you here. I mean, people are like, oh, yeah, no, Kristol's a good guy because he bashes Democrats all day. Let me tell you, folks, they have an old scam where they'll have a beautiful woman act like a man is slapping her around in a parking lot, you know, in front of another man who's their mark. You know, they'll wait by your nice car, and then she'll be like, stop it. No. Oh. And then you know, you'll say, hey, stop that, and the guy will run off, and then she gets in the car and then puts a gun to your head and takes you to your house where, you know, he's following to totally steal everything you got. And that's all this is. You got, Bill Kristol with lipstick on, with a blonde wig on, and you know, he's there with Obama going, get your hands off me! Get your hands off me! And you finally woke up to this, and so she's basically, Mrs. Kristol, is basically running defense for him. And he's like, it's reasonable to ban the semi-auto. Come on. Come on. Offshore banks rob the country. We're not going to convert this takeover. It's my empire. Pax Americana. We're not going to get what we want. They're buying 3-4 million guns a month. It's over. I mean, Larry Pratt has come out and said, looks like Colorado staged. I got basically no backlash from coming out and breaking that down. Everybody I know agrees with me. It's over. All you got left is starting a war with Russia or Iran or both to get us to rally around your tyranny. All you've got left is staging a bunch of terror attacks, and our people are watching everywhere now. When you got drugged up Mutalib on the plane, we were watching. We know you drugged up the McDonald's killer. The evil Ronald McDonald guy that can't talk, he's so drugged up. I mean, we know he's got a psych warfare chief over him. I mean, we know. Look. Go ahead. I wish you wouldn't. Go ahead and stage your mass shootings. I've said theaters, shopping malls, because I see the TSA rollout, police stations. Go ahead and stage them. I guess that's what you do, but we're going to be here exposing you every step of the way. Okay, terrorists? This is a foreign banking hijacking takeover of the Republic. It's that simple. This is how America dies. This is how it gets infiltrated. This is how it gets taken over. Okay? By foreign banks that brag they've done it. I'm going to finish up with the guns, then go to your phone calls, I promise. We're going to get to Ghost Recon, Frank, everybody. But I'm going to finish up the gun news. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Hey guys, what if I told you that I know how you can improve your libido, enhance your sex life, and even increase sexual desire? The key is to maintain healthy testosterone levels, and now there's a way you can do it naturally. Here's the secret. It's all about T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula that contains ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Not only that, but these ingredients were shown to increase your sexual desire, enhance muscle growth with exercise, and even support a healthy prostate. And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, a majority reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait, call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
So what's happened here is the ruling class, empowered by the offshore banks that control the issuance of currency and credit, have signed us on to their 1.5 quadrillion globally. They say in the Washington Post, our share is 644 trill, even though we don't owe it. We owe 15 trill through fraud to these people. They should all go to jail. But instead, they know you're waking up. They know that everybody's angry. We have it. These people are not invincible. I notice the churches are all 24-7 saying the rapture is about to happen. On all my articles and videos talking about this, it's the rapture is tomorrow. The rapture is tomorrow. Guaranteed that's a government bot. Just like, no, don't stand up. Don't get involved. No, 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 no. Evil is coming. It's of the Lord. You can't resist it. You know, the founding fathers were wrong to stand up against it. Romans 13, Romans 13, Romans 13. I mean, they're entering the crisis zone. They staged this event. It totally freaked them out when, whether he's total mind control or he's a drugged up patsy, which is in Northwoods. It staged either way. Guaranteed, as I told you in all the telltale signs, it's ridiculous how obvious this is now come out. To the point of, again, where Larry Pratt has to say it looks like an inside job, and he's joining us. And so now you have from Scalia, and he did the lightest. I mean, some of these people, like Crystal and Savage, said just ban semi-auto, which is what Michael Moore and them are saying. So you see the power structure circling the wagons. Kurt's term for it is right, because they get it. They're like, whoa, everybody wants a gun, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. Everybody doesn't trust the government now, and the people are losing their trust in us, and they're quickly radicalizing. All their internal manuals and public statements say that. And again, they expected to have this war with us. They expected to start this civil war. They're buying the hundreds of millions of hollow points, the armored vehicles, the pillboxes, the checkpoints, the highway dividers. They got troops rolling around all over the country on the news, setting up weird checkpoints. Hey, what's that, Daddy? Oh, it's just the Army. And the military just looks at you, getting you ready. I mean, they're acclimating everybody for what? Giant wars with Iran, with Russia coming into it. And then everybody will be like, I don't like Obama, or I don't like Romney, but we're in a war. I guess Crystal says I got to turn it in. Iranian Hezbollah sleeper cell shot up 20 theaters yesterday. I guess we can't be trusted. We got to turn them in. I guess, folks, it isn't going to be Hezbollah that does that. It's going to be banker law. Hezbollah Federal Reserve, Al-Qaeda, the same jihadis they got taken over Libya and Syria. Grow up, folks, or be slaves. Grow up and admit how much trouble we're in. I'm up here risking my life, believe it, every day. And the NSA spies and everything, they know how big the show is. I don't really brag about it, folks, because it's freaking me out, because I'm just an average person. Everywhere I go, anywhere in the country now, every other person is a listener. I cannot walk down the street. I cannot go to the bathroom in a restaurant. I cannot go anywhere, anywhere. I can go to Central America. I can go to England. It isn't every 20 people stop like it was. Now it's every other person. Let me tell you something, folks. The signal of liberty got out there. And these tyrants are coming down on us like a ton of bricks. Let's play part of Scalia. Going, well, yeah, you can't scare people. No, you can't menace people. It's not that the axe is illegal, it's the menacing. And so you don't want to have a rocket launcher. We can't have a rocket launcher, Scalia. I see people getting arrested for buying them at the Army-Navy stores, the empty ones that are one-time use. And there's no law, but the jury still sends you to jail, even though the rocket launcher's legal. When I was a kid, my mom, I'd beg her, would take me to the Army-Navy store. I'd get a defused hand grenade with no explosive in it. I'd get a Laws rocket, Army helmet. The other kids had them. We'd run around the woods all day. She's like, "You won't run around and mess up the house if I buy you the old hand grenade." Nowadays, folks, they're arresting people that have them on their desk after 25 years. It's an empty hand grenade, no explosive, no nothing. It's an empty fragmentation hand grenade. They're arresting people for those, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's the funnest thing I ever did, running around with an old plastic Laws rocket. I think some kid came over and stole it. I had that thing for like 3 years. Let me tell you, it was fun running around on the golf course with the Laws rocket. And the point is that just last month in California, a kid had a spent Laws rocket they bought. They arrested the dad, everybody. And they said, well, they're still going to jail because they had a BB gun, too. What? A BB gun wasn't illegal in L.A. They don't care. They're coming after our guns. I'm going to come back and play Scalia and then go to your phone calls. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a game. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. They're showing you. There's only one party. Are there some good Republicans low level? The Tea Party types who won't compromise? Yeah. And the system knows they're about to fully take over. So the Republican leadership's going, wait a minute. To be conservative means you turn your guns in.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So they're saying, hey, should the American people be able to have anything the military has? And this is about keeping and bearing arms. It means firearms, knives, things you can carry. But the military is coming out with all these incredibly high-tech weapons that our tax money paid for and now deploying this stuff against us. So the discussion should be, why do we have the military deploying against us? Why is Department of Defense satellites being used to spy on farmers? Why are you taking our tax money to militarize us as your new growth market in no-bid contracts? That's the big issue here. Not, oh my gosh, the American people are getting 100-round barrels and trying to scare people. By the way, I've used a lot of these barrels, and if you load them just right, they still end up jamming at around round 70 or so. Okay, I mean, it is legendary. It is completely legendary. But that isn't even what this is about. There were mass shootings in the 1870s and stuff where 34 people got killed, where the person was using, single shot. That isn't what this is about. You could sit there with clips, 10-round mags, jamming them in over and over again, killing people. It's about saying, let's ban everything with 10 mags and over and things that can take, magazines. The ATF said they want to ban stuff that can take magazines, and they're saying they want them banned. There's now a bill introduced in the Cybersecurity Act getting a bunch of sponsorship to ban your semi-autos and clips, and again, no one's talking about it. And so as to not get folks riled up, because I guess the word's coming down, they're going to try it, they got Michael Savage out going, no, it's time to ban semi-autos. Michael Savage, I've got the clip up at InfoWars.com right now. Why are Republicans calling to disarm the American people? While the federal government is arming itself with the teeth against conservatives. This is such an important issue because let me tell you, I want the nightmare to be over. I want Obama to leave, and I wish Mitt Romney was a good guy. But, folks, the same people are financing Mitt Romney. The same people are financing him because they've got an agenda. And people like Scalia and others, I mean, you notice they had one of the Republicans vote for the health care. When it comes down to it, they're going to do what they're told, and they're being told to go after those guns. News Corp, on their non-news stuff, promotes anti-family, carbon taxes, all this stuff. Rupert Murdoch's always been anti-gun, folks. They want to control the conservative market. That's all this has ever been. And we're in a lot of trouble. Okay, let's go to Scalia. Just listen to him. Now, he's not like Crystal and all others saying just outright ban him. But he's a Supreme Court justice on a news show saying, now get ready, folks, because, you know, we're allowed to restrict it. Can't have a rocket launcher. There's already laws on that, and you know it. They're having straw man debates. And then he lies and says you can't have something that's scary. And what he talked about is a famous case about a guy threatening people with a battle axe. You can't go out with a sword, a machete, with a knife, with a gun, and brandish it on the street. You can have it on your side, but you cannot brandish it at people. Just like cops aren't supposed to pull their gun out for no reason or sign the ticket and put their hand on their gun. Police have gotten in trouble for that, and courts have ruled against them. Because that's that in the threat continuum, that's a preparation to use deadly force. You're not supposed to do that, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, if you point a gun at somebody, you better be ready to kill them. In my world, if I point a gun at you, I'm going to shoot you. If I look at somebody breaking into my garage, I'm going to have the gun at my side, and I'm going to say, you know, get out of my garage, because I don't want to kill somebody to deal with the trouble. But if they were to start moving towards me, I'm not going to say a word. I'm going to shoot them right in the chest repeatedly. Now, you come in my house, you know, I'm not going to say anything to you. The first thing you're going to hear is white flashes and your eardrums ringing as you hit the ground as I pump rounds directly into your chest. People are like, ooh, that's radical. No, it's not. My ancestors were mean. My ancestors didn't put up with people's garbage. And you know what? I got freedom. My family's got land because they fought for it. I am successful because my genetics and my background are from aggressive people that aren't going to get pushed around, but also moral people who know how to shake hands on a deal and do what you say you're going to do and deliver. It's called Americana. It's called what made this country great. And you know what? Regardless of what background you come from, you've got ancestors like that. So how about we uphold our family names and live up to something good instead of letting a bunch of globalists run over us? Let's go to this clip, and then I'll go to your phone calls, and then I'm going to give you financial news. Let's go ahead, and here is Scalia saying, well, you can't have something that's scary. Wow, what? I mean, folks, do you know that a Supreme Court justice is saying you can't have something that's scary? Well, I mean, a butcher knife isn't scary when my wife's cutting carrots with it, but let me tell you, I pull it out and threaten to jab it in your heart or slit your throat with it. It's super scary. Well, see, that's the difference. You can't menace somebody for no reason with something. That's what's illegal, not the battle axe, Scalia. And you know that well, Scalia. And boy, he looks like he was at the end of a plank or something, like somebody had a gun to his back when he's saying this. I mean, he knows he's committing suicide with his supporters, politically. Political suicide. And why are they walking the plank? Because let me tell you, they're bought and paid for, folks, and the bankers are circling the wagons. They're imploding the world. They're bringing in world government. They're engineering a collapse, and they're not going to have anybody stand in the way of that. Let's go to Scalia. Here it is.
Let's turn to an issue that is in the news right now with the massacre in Colorado, and that is gun control. you wrote in 2008 the opinion in District of Columbia v. Heller, the majority opinion that said the Second Amendment means what it says. People have a right to bear arms. Question, how far does that constitutional right go? Can a legislature ban semi-automatic weapons, or can it ban magazines that carry 100 rounds without violating an individual's constitutional right to bear arms?
What the opinion in Heller said is that it will have to be decided in future cases what limitations upon the right to keep and bear arms are permissible. Some undoubtedly are, because there were some that were acknowledged at the time. For example, there was a tort called affrighting, which if you carried around a really horrible weapon just to scare people, like a head axe or something, that was, I believe, a misdemeanor. So, yes, there are some limitations that can be imposed. What they are will depend on what the society understood were reasonable limitations at the time. There were certain location limitations.
About these technological limitations? Obviously, we're not now talking about a handgun or a musket. We're talking about a weapon that can fire 100 shots in a minute.
We'll see. I mean, obviously, the amendment does not apply to arms that cannot be hand carried. It's to keep and bear, so it doesn't apply to cannons. But I suppose there are handheld rocket launchers that can bring down airplanes that will have to be it'll have to be decided.
How do you decide that if you're a textualist?
Very carefully. my starting point and probably my ending point will be what limitations are within the understood limitations that the society had at the time. They had some limitations on the nature of arms that could be borne. So it we'll see what those limitations are.
That is not true, and there were not location controls. They had their guns in church. Total lie. And no one can have a grenade launcher, a rocket launcher. You can buy them for movies and stuff and shoot a toy rocket at them, but you can't get the warheads. That's just absolutely locked up in armories. They know that. But he says it'll have to be adjudicated because you can have a rocket launcher. Now, that compared to Savage and all of them just saying ban all semi-autos, Michael Savage has now become Michael Moore. And a lot of people are like, hey, I'll turn my gun in if he says do it. Okay, well, listen, you want to listen to an old beatnik who figured out it was a conservative market and took it over? Knock yourselves out. You know, I'm not trying to get into a, big fracas. The point is the article's up there if you can face the reality how much trouble we're in. Frank in North Carolina, then Ghost Recon in Oregon. Frank, thanks for holding her on the air. What do you make of all these big Republicans coming out and saying the same thing? Ban semi-autos.
Well, actually, I was calling to talk about Scalia, but you've already covered that. It doesn't surprise me. Yeah, it does. No, you've already covered it. It doesn't surprise me at all. I just wasn't sure if you were aware of him. On the, I'm not even sure what show that was, but yeah, I heard some of that earlier today. But are you aware that, have you talked to Colonel Six lately?
No, I don't think he's gotten through. Why?
Well, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I understand that he's an African-American Marine colonel, pretty big. I think he led some tank brigade into Baghdad or something like that during the first Gulf War. Well, I hope I'm not incorrect on this, but I understand that he is dead. He supposedly was an outspoken critic of Obama, and I understand he committed suicide recently.
You're joking. Folks, look that up right now. I mean, I knew that he was who he said in the Marines. I didn't know about that particular. And I know he said that that top general was going to be brought down. Who was the one that got removed in Afghanistan? The name will pop my head in a minute. He said that was going to happen months before. He did give us a lot of good stuff. You're saying he got Arkansas-ed?
Well, I don't know. I heard this on some shortwave show about a week or so ago. He is apparently dead. It sounded like a very credible report.
All right, I'll look into it. Listen, if I end up committing suicide, folks, that's a lie. In fact, I've got my living will filed here with local lawyers. I have handwritten but I want full everything. And then I added Darth Vader level life support. Yeah, I want the whole nine yards. I want everything. I will never commit suicide ever, 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 ever. Just, you know, get that straight. Oh my gosh. Well, I hope that's not the case, sir. I hope that was a rumor or something. Wow. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah. Did you ever see the movie Shooter?
Yes, Mark Wahlberg, very good movie, very, very accurate.
Marine Scout Sniper gets set up, and it shows in meticulous detail how they go about setting someone up to become a shooter and a patsy.
No, they hire you to be part of a drill, just like 7-7 it came out, and then they blow you up. Yeah, I mean, very accurate, you're right.
I worked in a movie theater back in the early 80s. It was, at the time, it was a state-of-the-art theater. It's a sixplex or whatnot, and I worked there for a couple of years in high school. When those doors opened, those exit doors, trust me, we knew it. This is back in the early 80s, and we were required to run down there and run the kids off because there was all, you know, we did the midnight movies. We did all of that. I mean, we were.
Yeah, and of course, and on the opening of a Batman, you're going to have people in that hallway back there where it opens up. You're going to have people in the theater. I mean, it's standard procedure. The whole thing's cockamamie, folks. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We'll look into what he said there. Ghost in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? It's great to talk to you.
It's not going too good. I mean, our worst nightmares are coming true. They're going to move. They're going to move on the guns. So.
I agree. I totally agree. I'm ex-military myself. I've been out since 98, and I woke up back then during the service, and I got to tell the listeners that you must listen to Alex. He knows what he's talking about. This is not a joke. It's not a game. These people are serious, and they really want to come for your guns. And when they do it, they're not going to knock on your door, and they're not going to be cool about it. They're just going to come in, and they're going to take what they want, and they're going to put a bullet in anything that stops or tries to stop them. And people need to wake up to this. I don't understand why so many people are arguing about the Constitution. It blatantly states that the guns are there so we can defend ourselves, so we can rise
from
up
the government. At a time, this is when the Second Amendment was meant to be. I mean, this is it. We've been taken over by foreign banks that brag they've done it. I mean, how arrogant is this? We've got a Homeland Security system there to absorb the old republic. It's all run by pedophiles and criminals publicly. And it's a joke what we put up with. And they plan to march the military and police up against the American people, and it's going to be a giant civil war. And that's the false flag. They want to start this. And I again tell the military and police, do not be part of it. Do not be part of it. And don't just say you won't be part of it. You've got to speak out now, okay? That is the bare minimum, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to listen. Just look at Napolitano. Look at Obama. Look at these globalists. Look at Bill Kristol. They're a bunch of scum. These are authoritarians. Bill Kristol thinks you're so dumb. He wrote an article with Dick Cheney saying we need a big terror attack that'll kill 3,000 people like Pearl Harbor, and we need race-specific weapons to kill certain people and have the media agree with it, and we're going to launch a big takeover and have a police state in America. September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC. Rand Corporation writes all this because they know the public doesn't read it. How do I know what's going to happen? Because they've told us what they're going to do. That's how dumb they think we are. They're operating open in front of us. I mean, it's ridiculous. Anything else, sir?
Comes out, there's a brand new thing that they sit there and they release, and everybody, but it's really not that new. I mean, they post this information months, sometimes years before they actually do it, but it's all out there. You just have to bloody well read. People are just so inept and so just, I want everything yesterday, give me my fries and my drink and my shake or whatever. Just
meanwhile, Harvard admits, with over a dozen studies, that fluoride is eating our brain. And, folks, they put it in all the different children's products. The kids are mentally retarded. They're murdering us. People are like, that's a little harsh. That's reality. We're run by total psycho-mad scientists. I don't know how else to get this across to people. I guarantee you, if I walked up to the average cop and slapped them in the face, they would beat my head in with the billy club and take me to jail, and they should. But people weaponize food and water, and they and not just police, the general public loves being assaulted. You know how sick it is to go to a grocery store and see all over everywhere. Four kids, fluoride toothpaste, fluoride water, four babies. Pedialyte with aspartame. I mean, they know what that's doing to people, folks. This is a sick joke. This is the sickest of jokes. Thank you so much, sir. I'm going to come back and get some financial news, then we'll get to Tim, Aaron, Ken, and others. We're going to have popping in on the show Larry Pratt about the devastation we're facing, the head of the Gunners of America, what this signifies. I know in all his years, I would imagine, I don't know, I'm going to ask him, has he ever seen most of the Republican leadership come out and say, well, you don't need semi-auto. I mean, this is like Bill Clinton has suddenly become, has possessed Michael Savage. I mean, we are in so, because, folks, they only uncloak like this when they're about to drop the hammer. They're getting ready for martial law in October. I'm not saying that's coming. That's in the news where the DHS is preparing for civil unrest in the election, collapse.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Yeah, Colonel Six had given me his real name, and I looked up who he was. Unless the person on the other end of the phone who gave me a lot of good info was somebody impersonating an African-American Marine Corps colonel who had just gotten out of the service a few months before. He gave us a lot of info. His site has not been updated since June. I'm trying to dig up his real name. It's somewhere here in our notes. We called his cell phone. It's been disconnected. He'd been on as a guest. He gave us nothing but good information. He told us when certain generals were going to be gone, that scandals were coming up, all sorts of stuff. And if he did commit suicide, that's very suspicious. Now, for this segment and the next, and then Larry Pratt is going to be joining us. I'll continue with your calls. We're joined by Ted Anderson. He hasn't been on with us in months. Here's CNBC.com, gold to hit 2,000 by year end on more Fed easing. Merrill Lynch's top analysts are saying that's CNBC. Here's Financial Times of London. Big investors bet Fed will embark on QE3. Well, we thought that would happen last year. QE3 launch unlikely to make waves. That's another Financial Times of London. Gold hovers around 1,620 per ounce as they wait for central banks. Now, remember when it was a lot when gold was 600 an ounce? It was a lot when it was 300. It was a lot when it was 1,000, 1,500, went up to 2,000. They've been artificially driving it down. I've used that time to buy some more bullion and more silver because I've got it as a backup for, you know, total devaluation, you name it. But I wanted to get Ted Anderson on because generally things start back up in the fall, and he's also got some specials linked up at Infowars.com where you can, you can get some free books and things like that. But I wanted to bring Ted on. Ted, what's going on in the gold market right now and the manipulation? And it looks like more of the rumblings leaning towards QE3 in the late fall, early winter, or what's your intel say?
Well, that's what I'm seeing too. QE3, that's the big word right now out on the street. And I'm reading the same stuff that you are. The Economic Times is reporting the same thing. As a matter of fact, Briefwire is saying that gold will hit over $2,000 an ounce this year and somewhere around $1,900 an ounce. We are sitting down at 1,620.90, but seeing a low at 1,550. One of the reasons why I haven't come up on the air with you is because of the fact that we had to find a bottom here. We had such a huge rush from that $600 figure all the way up to $1,900 an ounce. And then we had to see some kind of a correction. The banks were trying to pull things back together again. But you know, Alex, we have the Patriot Act. We have TARP. We've had bailouts for banks that were too big to fail. Real ID. Most of the politicians have little clue about the Fed and what hard money means, and now we're looking at the printing press again. Yeah, indeed, they're calling for QE3. Banks like Goldman Sachs, HSBC is in trouble. I mean, it's just everything is kind of falling apart here at the end of the year, and it's not surprising. July, this is the last day of July. This is the second to last day of July. We're coming into August. Things move in the fall in gold. With the exception of when George Bush was leaving office in 2008 and telling everybody that there's going to be martial law if we don't have TARP passed, and that forced us into what I would call QE1, and then it just kept on building up from there.
I agree.
And of course,
you've
seen oil prices and gold and silver and everything shoot up in price. Right now, silver's at 28.17, up 28 cents here today. It's been down as low as 26 cents. 1550 gold, now we're at 1621.90. The economy is falling apart, and the politicians still think
The
best answer for economic problems is to resort back to the printing press. This is why we need hard currency, because the politicians, they wouldn't even have that option. But we don't have it, and the Fed is talking about QE3. They're doing everything they can to say that it's not going to happen, but they know it has to happen. We have way too much debt in this country. We are loaded up to the gills. The economy can't afford to support it, and the only answer to them is to and push more money out into the system. And
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover.
The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.